I decided to pin 500 pins to Pinterest in just 6 weeks to figure out if I could finally understand Pinterest. Now, anyone who knows Pinterest is probably screaming at their screen right now, "It takes more than 6 weeks." I get it, I know that. But for the first 6 weeks, I want to understand kind of what works, what's going to vaguely get traction for me, so I know what to lean into on Pinterest. Pinterest typically takes 6 to 12 months actually to like really see an effect. It's very similar to SEO that way, and that is why I am endlessly annoyed that I cannot crack Pinterest, which is why I really want to like just figure it out this year so I can, if I want to still hate it, I can still hate it, but at least I will have figured it out. Now, to do 500 pins in 6 weeks is a lot of work, and I am just one person. I've got a lot of other things on the go, so I decided to find a tool to help me. In fact, I was initially only going to do 300 pins, but it was so easy that adding that extra 200 took almost no time. So that's where Pin Generator comes in. This is a tool from AppSumo. That's where I found it. You can, however, obviously find it on their own site. But currently on AppSumo, they have a special plan where you can get it for $99 for a year, full year. And with that, you're going to get more pins than you get on their $95 plan. So on their website, if you go to pricing, you'll see that the starter plan is $95.88 annually, which is kind of a weird number. I don't know where they got that from, but it's a thing. And it gives you 200 pin credits per month. Now, when I checked mine quickly, I find it doesn't like necessarily adjust itself very well. It said I had used 13 pin credits, but it's been pinning for weeks now, so I don't understand. But it said I had 2,000. So maybe I just don't know how it works, but that's kind of how it started working for me. That's my understanding of it. So anyway, it works very, very well. I will say there are some like pros and cons with the actual, well, we'll talk about them with like the templates and things. As you can see, a couple of them here, they're not like the prettiest thing in the world, but we shall discuss. Now, before we go any deeper, I do want to say I am not a Pinterest expert. I've already said that I have not cracked Pinterest. I do not fully understand it. I get the principles of it, like how to find a keyword, use the keyword, write a little pin description that like tells people to click here and then read the posts, have something visual and eye-catching. If there's text, make it easy to read, usually like 2/3 of the page. So like I understand in theory Pinterest, but I've never been able to make it work. So anyone who wants to ask me questions about Pinterest, my answer will be I don't know. That's gonna inevitably be my answer, unless maybe magically 6 months from now I'm doing well with it, but currently we're just getting started on this. So I wanted to share this tool though because I also know a lot of people are trying to get into Pinterest and want to find ways to automate their diversification as much as possible. This tool I actually started using in the summer of 2023. I bought it off AppSumo when they had their Sumo days. I don't remember what month that was, to be honest. And I actually returned it, which is like, I don't usually return things to AppSumo. I have such a collection of AppSumo things. But it was so glitchy. And I was like, the templates were just like not for me. It just did not work for me. So I was like, nope, we're done. Don't want that. Not going to do Pinterest. Get rid of it. So I returned it. But then it started like cropping up more and more in Facebook groups, on Twitter. I started seeing it more. And even Niche Site Lady was using it, which, I mean, if she uses something, I am more likely to consider it, to be honest with y'all. But I am also very much likely to consider things anyone's using that's popular because I want to figure out if I like it. So I was like, okay, it's been a number of months. And the thing with AppSumo is that people put new tools on there that need tweaks. So I was like, it's probably gotten better. And I even asked, I said, I'm like, is it good or are there still these glitches? And they said no. So I was ready to give it a try. So I'm going to show you guys how to use it. We're going to go through like a little demo of it and basically exactly how I managed to pin 500 pins in just a couple afternoons, which is kind of incredible. So the first thing you want to do is go to schedule, and this is where you're actually going to set the schedule. Now you could do this after, but I do think it's important to know like how many are going in a day if you're doing this over the course of multiple days. So if you hit edit schedule settings, this is where you can then set how many you're going to do. So I started with 10 a day actually, and then upped it to 15 because I had so many that I was doing. Now I am also doing some manually because I wanted to test, okay, does Pinterest prefer the manual scheduler or pin generator? And I just gave myself one afternoon to manually pin as many as I could, and then I did the rest here. So there have been, I think there's 102 left right now. But I started this January 6th or 7th, so there have been a lot already done. I don't actually know the exact amount. I do believe there was 340 to 380 were done this way for sure. The rest would have been manually, and I think I only did about 80 manually, actually. Yeah, I think that's about how it broke down. So it will actually, sorry, I should say, it suggests times for you. I don't actually know about these time slots. I was a little bit confused by them because I feel like things like Tailwind often suggest like midday times. And I noticed that it suggests these time windows even if you change the time zone. So I did change it because initially it's set to GMT 0. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not in Greenwich, so let's do EST. And I switched it, but it still said 8 to 11 and 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. are the best times. So I don't know how true that is. But I've also seen people like Tony Hill basically say time doesn't matter, like just put out the pins essentially. So I figured can't hurt, just gonna do this. And then any that I scheduled manually, I scheduled for 10 a.m., noon, or 2 p.m. EST. That way they were kind of in the middle. So then you can see them over here. It does glitch though, because like if I refresh this page every other time, it'll say, oh, December 27th, then it'll say January 7th. Then again, it switches between the two. And I don't know why, so I just ignore this date, to be honest. I don't know why it does that, because like today is the 27th, so it's obviously not running out today. So I just kind of ignore that. But the number is accurate of how many are still scheduled, and you can at any time edit the scheduling settings. Now, what I think is really cool too is that you can smart and random shuffle these. So you can shuffle them so they're just like wherever. But if you're doing this over the course of months, or if you're scheduling multiple pins per URL, you can smart shuffle. And it will make sure that any pins that have the same URL that they're going to are spaced out. Pinterest apparently, and everything I'm talking about now, I've learned from Pinterest gurus like in the last month or so that I've been trying to learn from. And they basically say that Pinterest wants you to space them out at least by 48 hours. And it seems like the pin generator is spacing them out by at least that much. I tested it with a couple, and it would usually put a week between them, which is really good. Then for actually making them, it's pretty simple. You come to generate, and then you put in the sitemap of any of your sites. So let's do She Knows SEO. And then you select the number of pins you want to generate. So when I did this, I literally just put in like 100. Now, this site doesn't even have 100 posts, so that wouldn't really work. Let's just do 50. But for my main site, I know that there's 380 odd posts. So I put 400, just that way it would pull everything and see what would happen. So then we're gonna have to generate pins. But if you want things to be specific, you need to change stuff around first. So the first thing you can do is change around your fonts to be your brand fonts and colors and things like that. I didn't bother with changing fonts, but I did change colors as you can see there. Then you can select templates. I think this is probably the most helpful thing. I will say it always defaults to four for me that I don't remember picking, so I don't know when I did this, but apparently it decided that these are mine. I did make one that's just an image. That way I could also test image versus text, but essentially you can just come here and then select any templates that you want. So as you go through, you'll see what they all look like. You can see that there are a pretty good variety of them. I don't think that they're the prettiest thing in the world. Like, I think that they're fine. A lot of them I don't think really work for Pinterest, to be honest, like based on what I see on Pinterest. Some of them seem too stylized and almost like Instagrammy, like these magazine style ones. So personally, I didn't choose any of those. I tried to stick with things that were pretty simple and basic, that just really had like text in the middle or text on a section of it, and then a picture. Especially because I'm doing this for a travel blog, pictures really, really matter. I did skim some other ones to see what people were using, and like no one really had something with a little like I don't know. I was going to call it an infographic. That's not an infographic. I think it's just a graphic. No one really had those for my niche. So I wasn't going to do that because it didn't make sense to me. So I stuck more with something like this, where it's like a picture and then the text above it, and then maybe the name of the website in the middle. Pin Generator also tends to like to try to include your logo, which is fine. I just don't know that you need it necessarily. So you can decide if you want to include that or not, I guess. But these are kind of the base ones it's going to go with. If you want to do something different, you can create your own. So you can see, like, in your templates, I just made one that's just an image. They have one built in and it didn't work for me, so I just made a new one. It didn't take very long. I had like one question and then the creator helped me on Twitter figure it out. So pretty simple. We'll just go with these four because I guess it selected them. I think it has anyway. What are the selected ones? Yeah, it selected these four. That seems fine. So we'll use those. And if you've selected templates, it's only going to use those templates. So it's not going to pull the other ones, but you can select that it'll randomize or that it will use one of each and kind of go through them as it feels, essentially. If you add new templates, you're going to want to refresh things, though. You can even say that you only want them to make it with certain images. You can see I've uploaded some for that like image, the full image one. And then you can also pull stock images from Pexels as you go, which I think is a really helpful thing to keep this moving more quickly. That way you're not having to like run out to Pexels, come back and import it. However, I know some people say like not to use free stock images and that using paid stock images is better. I can't speak to that. Do what you got to do. I used a mix of original and a mix of stock images when I did mine. So we'll see how it goes. Now, this is the cool thing. It'll actually let you select URLs individually off your site and you can search for them. So I think this is really great because one of the kind of little flaws that I find with it is when you select boards to pin to, it just will pin everything to all of those boards each time. It's not going to be like, okay, here are the two we're going to switch between, or here's one and then some pins will go to the other one. No, every single time you have to like put in the board that you want and then adjust from there. So not the easiest, I guess, in that sense. I did find like years ago when I used Tailwind, it seemed a little bit easier for that because you would just like input it beneath each of these, like the little pins. That was a better workflow to me, but that might just be because I got used to it. So like this might be just as easy longer term. I've only done it for those couple of afternoons. But yeah, I think this is a really cool option to go through all the posts on your site and then create them for certain URLs. So maybe you want to use all the ones that reference internal linking. Maybe you want to do all the ones that are about Guatemala. I don't know. That would be a quick way to find them. Do all those pins and then keep going. You can also pull stock video if you want to. I have not tried video pins with this method. I know that people say video is really good on Pinterest. For this experiment, I just did pictures. Then they have the AI option, which is basically it'll write titles and descriptions for you. I don't find it that great, to be honest. So like for certain ones, when I was trying to have it rewrite a title to be more Pinterest style, it would just like rephrase the title. It didn't actually make it like rewrite it in a way that made sense for Pinterest, in my opinion. But again, I don't know Pinterest that well. So maybe I was wrong. I just, from my understanding and what I've seen, there were things like, okay, if I needed to take, I don't know, like what is internal linking, an SEO guide, that's an SEO-ish title. If it's more like what is internal linking and why does it matter, or how I added, or like how, I don't know, the strategy that, I don't know, how 10 internal links doubled my domain or something. Like that to me sounds more Pinteresty from what I see on Pinterest. And it did like more like an SEO guide to internal linking. Like it was more like that. So it was kind of just rephrasing what I saw. And I didn't love that as much. But maybe that was my misunderstanding of Pinterest. I'm not sure. I do also think a lot of tools like this that integrate AI don't necessarily have AI properly built in. So what I was doing a bit more was using the Jasper Chrome extension to rewrite things as I went. But I was also like not caring too much about titles right now. I was more looking at the pin descriptions instead. Then we have bulk settings where you can basically like adjust every single thing here if you want to all at once. I think that's kind of an interesting option. I didn't use it though. Brand settings, you just set your logo there. I don't really use my logo in my pins, so I skipped that. But from here, what you would then do is you would actually be able to go in and edit each one individually. So let's say I want to do this, like, should internal links be no follow or do follow? I don't think that would do well on Pinterest, but who knows? You can just pin it immediately, or you can start making edits. So you can add to queue, pick a specific date. I don't auto pin. I've heard it's not a good idea to like keep recycling the same pin, so I didn't use that. You can download it if you want to schedule it manually. That's one of the ways that I scheduled things manually. Or you can edit it. And so in editing, this is where you're gonna find the title and description. For the description, it either pulls an excerpt or the meta description. And I found that for newer posts, it was pulling the excerpt. Like I just published this, I think last night. Oh, Blurweb's on, didn't mean for that to be there. So it doesn't seem to be pulling the meta yet. Maybe, I don't know what's happening there, but things happen. So you can see it's attempting to do something here that's about the post at least, but this wouldn't be something that should be published. Like it would need to be changed. So like if we want to change the title, here you can see rewrite title with AI or create text from prompt. So if we just rewrite title with AI, here, choosing between no follow or do follow for internal links. Like is that, I don't know, Pinterest gurus weigh in, like, or anyone, I guess, in the comments. Do you think that's a Pinterest title? Because I don't necessarily think it is, but maybe it's just me, maybe I'm wrong. And then down here, if we rewrite the description, that I think is a bit better. The problem I find is that a lot of people say like it should say like click to read more or something, and none of them do with the AI in here. So I've also like before with ChatGPT just fed it a bunch of titles or pin descriptions and had it like write something for me for my pin based on that style. And I found that that was a bit easier. So like I wouldn't worry too much about this, and I would maybe just stick with ChatGPT or Jasper for that. Or if you just know how to do it well, just do it yourself. Then it has the URL, but this is cool. So like if you don't like the picture it chose, and I do find that often it will try and pull your about photo from the sidebar or something, or if you have a header image, it'll sometimes pull that. So you can actually come in here and just quickly change it out to another image in the post if there's something that you prefer instead. You can even change the template, which is nice. Then you can, I don't really use any of these where it's like shuffle, duplicate, lock design, edit template, I think is one that I had to try for that one that didn't work, where it just like wouldn't pull the full photo. I don't think I ever touched it otherwise. And then sometimes when you're going through and you're pulling like 50 posts from the site, some of them don't make sense. Like it's gonna pull your basic blog feed page. I don't need to pin that page. So I'm just gonna delete it. That way it's out of our way. Now you'll notice when I did that, that I accidentally hovered over the AI thing. And the AI in this one is a little jumpy. It does like to be the center of attention. So it really likes it when you hover over it or go anywhere near it to pop up. And I find that especially when I'm editing these, like the natural thing to do is to try and highlight this whole thing. But you can see anytime you try to get towards the end, it triggers this little AI. So I really do wish they didn't have it like inside of the box and that it was outside the box. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but it gets in my way enough that it's been annoying. But that is again, probably because I did 500 pins in a couple afternoons. So I was trying to like really get through this quickly. So that was my method. And then I just went through basically, and because I did like the whole site at once, I essentially went and was like, okay, we'll just pick out the ones that are on, I don't know, plugins for now, pin those to the plugins board and then move on to the next thing. Now I was doing this for my travel site. That's just an example. And again, I don't know boards. I'm using boards that an old VA set up for me because I haven't changed them. So we're just going off of what's currently there and then we'll see what happens. So I'm just trying to give you guys an example of, yeah, like what's going on, how it's working so far for the setup to then figure out what's going to happen. Now you can also have it shuffle and just pick like random ones from your site, which I think is kind of cool. That way you can pin just different stuff every time. I wanted to really make sure I was pinning at least one picture per post for relevant posts. There were some that were just like too hyper specific that just wouldn't really make sense on Pinterest based on what I see there. I see more general stuff or like individual activities perform well on Pinterest. But if it's something that's like, what is the population of Idaho? I've never seen that on Pinterest. I don't think that would do super well. So I skipped some of those because I just didn't want to be wasting too much time pinning stuff like that that I didn't think would work. I tried to stick more to Kind of roundup posts, things like that. And I did want to do more than one pin for them if I could. That way I was getting a bit more variety on the type of messaging, on the type of photos or templates I was using to get an idea of what's going to perform well. Now, I definitely went overboard with this. I think doing 500 pins in 6 weeks is a lot, and most people aren't going to do that or don't need to do that. I do, again, have like a good backlog of posts that made it pretty easy to find stuff to do. If you have 10 posts on your site, don't copy this, because 500 posts is going to be 50 pins for each of those 10 posts. And to my understanding, Pinterest won't like that. But I think this is a really good option for somebody that wants to just start playing around with Pinterest and give it a try. I've referred a couple like Pinterest gurus to it, and I'm excited to see what they say about like how to use it even better and how to, yeah, like integrate it with their like Pinterest specialty, I guess, of how they do their descriptions and their titles and things like that. But I think the real key here is that it can pull photos from your site, it'll auto pull the URL for all those images. It can really just adapt it to templates that, yeah, they're not the prettiest in the world, but like we're really going with function over fashion here. And if you want to make them prettier, you can come to templates and then create a template from scratch. Like you can add a new template, I don't know, we'll just call it Pinterest pin size. Oh, it's Pinterest pin size, pardon me. And then you can just create whatever you want, and you have complete control over styling this. If you want to add text, you can then customize the font of it. So it's kind of like Canva. Like once you make a template once, you can just keep using it. So you just need to make something here that then you can recreate. Now, for some of the pins that I made, about 100 of them I did through Canva's bulk image generator, bulk generator. I have another video on it, and a method I did there, again, to compare. But I found it much more tedious than this. I think that they look better in the end, to be honest, because I actually styled them myself. But if I had spent 5 minutes here making the same Pinterest pin template, it probably would have looked exactly the same. So I don't know that image necessarily is something to judge it on here, because I got lazy and I didn't bother with it. I think the templates do work pretty well. I just find the base ones aren't the prettiest thing in the world. However, from what I remember, Tailwind creates their AI one also had really bad templates, and I found them way worse than this. So I think this one does good templates. They're just a bit more utilitarian, which is fine. And I really love that you can schedule everything so that it's just running for you on autopilot. Let's refresh it to see if it does actually show the right one again. Yeah, here, now you can see 5th of January. So like it's running for a while. it's going to keep itself going. And because of that, we're going to have a bunch of pins going. I believe that my experiment ends on the 17th, if I remember correctly, because I do have some manual ones that were more towards the end there. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. And I have been tweeting a little bit about how this is going and the performance that we're having so far. There was definitely an uptick as of day 2 of doing this. And then after about 3 weeks, I saw a major uptick. But I do think that's related to people wanting to abandon their families over Christmas, looking to move abroad. So I do think that that's where that comes in. But it's been an uptick for sure overall. Nothing massive, to be honest. I think so far we're averaging about an extra 10 to 15 pins a week, which isn't anything super amazing, especially for an existing account. But I would love to see how this goes. And yeah, if anyone here knows more about Pinterest and has any suggestions or comments for me, please let me know. I am always looking to learn more. And yeah, I hope you guys check out Pin Generator if you're interested. I will put an affiliate link in the description if you guys want to check it out on AppSumo. The cool thing about AppSumo is there is that risk-free trial for 90 days, I believe it is. But I don't want to return this anymore. I will say that. I do think now it is worth its salt. I think before where like it wouldn't even pick things up properly, that was really bad. This is much, much better. So I do like this a lot better. And I think I'm going to continue using it even if I don't decide that I'm going to lean into Pinterest very hard. I think it's nice to just automate this. And then for new posts, get them up there once in a while. Pretty easy. If you guys have any comments, questions, concern, let me know in the comments, and I will see y'all soon.